escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Stephen Miller laying down the law this weekend, Lee, he says there will be prosecutions in the Russia collusion hoax. And you can totally see them moving in that way. A lot of folks on our side, though, every time I say that, I get just like hate texts. No, we're never going to do it. It's not happening. There never's going to be any. Yeah, they're going to be indictments. There absolutely will. The challenge they have is moving them out of D.C.
Yeah.
D.C. is a post-American, Marxist, blue, post-constitutional wasteland. It is a kangaroo court. And it was wonderful to watch the Democrats scream over the weekend as Judge Jeanine Pirro was appointed.
Boy, that's I love that.
I do, too. So, look, that's going to begin to help to clean up the mess there. But the problem is, and the thing we're going to have to get a hold of, and I keep waiting to see the article on it. Someone our side is going to do it. The Democrats are cheating with judge assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for instance, there's this one federal Democrat Obama appointed judge down in Florida. He gets all the Epstein cases. The odds of him getting all of those cases, because he got the original Epstein prosecution and now he's getting, all the, like requests to unlock, unseal all of this stuff with the Johns and who are they that the courts have. And he just keeps getting those cases one after another. Then somebody did the odds on him getting them with the lottery. It was like 1 in 5 million. And yet this happens. And so we need to figure out somewhere there's a Democrat in charge of this judicial lottery. And we got to figure where that is. And get rid of that person or change the system federally, because we need legitimate lottery for judges, not, hey, we always have to go before Democrats. Because these people have got to be prosecuted. And if we do it in D.C., they're not going to be convicted. It's not going to happen. I mean, we had Kevin Kleinsmith documentably committing crimes. And, he got away with it in the D.C. courts, and they interviewed the jurors and were like, yeah, basically we're Democrats. We know we broke the law, but we don't care. We're fine because, you know, we hate Russia because it was part of the Russia collusion hoax. So, I mean, yeah. So really cool to see Judge Jeanine appointed over the weekend. Here's Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller saying to Maria Bartiromo, there's going to be prosecutions.
Well, do you believe we will actually get accountability? We've been demanding accountability now for a decade. Our audience is well aware that this is the biggest political scandal we have ever seen, and an effort to undermine and take down a duly elected president. But now we want to see the tricksters face the consequences. Will they?
I have complete confidence in the Department of Justice to follow these facts, to follow this new, further avalanche of evidence, and to take all the necessary legal steps to ensure that the wrongdoers, the coup plotters, the schemers, and the insurrectionists are held fully accountable under the laws and constitution of these United States. Yes, Maria, I believe that.
Now, last weekend,
John- he also said the statute of limitations has not expired. Same thing John Ratcliffe said, head of the CIA. So, wow.
Well, this happening to the party that kept wanting to tell us that no one is above the law.
You know, have you noticed they haven't said that lately?
No, no. And you're not going to hear that for quite some time.
Right. It was like every day. And now you're just, yeah, you're right. It's not happening. Meanwhile, new Rasmussen poll out, and this was actually surprising to me, that majorities of Americans actually think crimes were committed in the Russia situation. 53% of Americans believe crimes were likely committed. Now, only 28% expect prosecutions in the intelligence scandal, according to Rasmussen, in the Russiagate. But just the fact that that many people can actually see that, wow, these were crimes, they can see through, because mainstream media is still just lying and lying and lying.
The big lie continues.
Yeah. Also, 60% of likely U.S. voters believe it's a serious scandal that top officials manufactured and politicized the intelligence to create the false narrative, including 42% who think the scandal is very serious. And they only poll likely voters. So that's huge that this is actually reverberating, that people actually like get it outside of, talk radio and maybe some people on Twitter. I mean, so... the media may be acting like Trump is crazy and dictator and going after his opponents, but people are seeing through it.
Well, it's just amazing to me that people complain about him going after his opponents. What do you think has been happening to him for the past, 8 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that turnabout is necessarily fair play, but don't sit here and cry to me that, you're persecuting your political enemies. What have you been doing to this man for the past 8 years? And that's the entire Democrat Party and the mainstream media.
Yeah. And now they want to pretend none of it happened and we should just put it behind us.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's move forward. Let's move on.
While John Brennan is in Ireland helping to build their censorship system.
Yeah, great.
So that it can one day apply to us. Yeah. They haven't stopped. They're out there. They're not going to give up.
Maybe they can cancel his passport. Can't get back in.
That would be nice. He'd be very happy there with Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, it's very woke.
Oh, yeah. That would be a just company right there.
Yeah, I know. It's very – I just think it's so funny. She keeps talking about online how much she loves Ireland and how it's not hateful like the U.S. And I'm like – you realize that's because if anyone says anything that's not woke, they'll be arrested. Yeah. You know that, right? Like, they're not free there. That's why you don't hear things you disagree with, because it's illegal. I don't know if anyone's told her. But anyway. So meanwhile, I love the fact that they're allowing, guests some diversity of opinion on CNN. Kamala Harris was whining and complaining over the weekend that she's going to unplug from the system because the system is just broken. And you're like, but you were the system for the last 4 years.
Right, exactly.
She got absolutely dragged on CNN over the weekend. It was awesome. Take a listen.
Maybe she should have plugged in at the border when she was vice president, right? That's what was broken. And what we see now in the short amount of time, we saw the numbers that came out today were staggering in terms of the border issues are gone. 90% difference from when the Biden administration was in there. That falls at her feet. That falls at her feet. Look,
I don't know if you trust those numbers. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, if you trust numbers, Trump. Everyone can agree, and we've said it on this show, Democrats and Republicans alike, border crossings, border problems, border crimes are a record low.
But this is not the central issue.
And that fell right at her feet. And what was broken was our country and our border as a direct result of what she was charged with protecting.
So CNN doesn't necessarily believe the border numbers. Maybe they should borrow Bill Malusian's drone and take a look. Maybe their lion eyes might be opened.
I don't know. But doesn't believe the border numbers. I totally believe we can shut the border. I mean, at one point they were, I'll never forget this in the UK Daily Mail, they were sending border agents out to the border wall in Lukeville to permanently weld open the door in the gate so that they could sneak through 700 to 1,000 mostly Muslim men every night. And it went on month after month after month. Because they didn't want anybody to see him coming in. So they just created a new sneaky little opening. And Bill Malusian found it and stood out there with the microphone. It's actually the tweet that is pinned to the top of his profile on X, if you want to see it. And it's just Muslim men as far as the eye can see. Illegal immigrants, all of them, are being brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. With apparently some cooperation under Joe Biden's orders from the Border Patrol. We'll hear from them, I'm sure. Things will go kaboom eventually. Meanwhile, in Congress, we're having hearings with Christopher Wray, and he's saying, wow, this is the worst threat environment I've ever seen, worse than 9/11. Wow, we have so many potential terrorists and terrorists in this country. Well, that's because the door at Lukeville in the Trump wall is welded open, and they're coming in every night, and we'd pretend like, what are we going to do? That's the system she's talking about. It was deliberately broken. I'll never forget. We're never going to get these people out of the car. I mean, we'll hunt them. We won't get them all. We'll get a lot of them. We got a lot of them to find. I mean, 700 to 1,000 a night, but we'll get them.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, we got a lot of weird things going on out there that we've never seen before. I'm going to tell you one in just a sec. It's going to blow your mind. I didn't think we'd get there this fast with Donald Trump. But it's true. CNN had it over the weekend. First time we've had negative net migration into this country in 50 years. Process that for a minute. First time we've had negative net migration into this country in 50 years. In other words, normally we would have some measurable, because we have the border locked down so tightly, because of everything going on with Donald Trump, his border, his amazing border enforcement, everything that's going on, none. Take a listen. Here's CNN reporting the unbelievable story, and they're kind of mixing tariffs in there too. Take a listen.
How about net migration in the United States? Get this. It's down. It's going to be down at least 60%. We may be dealing with, get this, negative net migration to the United States in 2025. That will be the first time there is negative net migration in this country in at least 50 years. We're talking about down from 2.8 million in 2024. So Donald Trump has always run on tariffs, and he's run on a hawkish line on immigration. And on both of those issues, we are seeing record high tariff rates for this century going all the way back well back into the early part of the 20th century. And when it comes to immigration, net migration, we are seeing record low levels, way down from where we were during the Biden administration. We are potentially looking at negative net migration for the first time in at least 50 years.
It's changing everything. And what's amazing is how fast. Jobs data just came out. And folks, this job report is very exciting. This is fantastic news. Ignore what you heard over the weekend. Native-born Americans in the last 4 months gained 1.8 million jobs. Foreign-born people, so that's people on visas who are legally here, but mainly illegal immigrants, lost 1.5 million jobs. And you can see that also reflected in the New York Times reporting 770,000 illegals who were in the jobs market self-deported. New York Post put the figure at 1 million. So it's somewhere in there between 770 and 1 million. Self-deported. Process that. Folks, this has led to the largest wage gain, they'll put it two ways, in 60 years for blue-collar workers or ever reported. And the reason they say that is just we've only been really keeping these stats for about 60 years. So largest wage gain ever reported, at least since stats were kept. 1.7% in 6 months. This is a game changer. And I'm going to warn you, it's going to make the economic numbers go a little funky for a while. And we should expect that. It's a great article out from American greatness economist by the name of Roger Kimball. It's called Bad News is Good News, the Left's Premature Celebration Over Jobs Data. And of course, they were celebrating saying, oh, it's terrible. Trump was supposed to add 110,000 jobs in July. He only added 73,000. Oh, no, it's really bad. That 258,000 job figure has been revised down to just 35,000 jobs. First of all, I don't believe any of those numbers. And when you've got a Biden appointee who was a former economic advisor of Biden's making, you know, behind those numbers, I just don't believe any of it. All Democrats do is lie. What are the real numbers? Who knows? But I can tell you, investors don't know either, which is a problem. But I can tell you this, there's some really, really good news in those numbers like this. Native-born workers gaining jobs, foreign-born workers losing jobs. The number of jobs for native-born American workers went up by, listen to this, 383,000 last month. 1.8 million since April, last 4 months. 383,000 last month. The number of foreign-born workers went down by 1.5 million. That is massive churn. That's since April. That's massive churn. So that's, folks, for a while, that's going to do funky things with job numbers. The job numbers are going to look weird for a while. And the mainstream media is not going to tell you this. And the reason they're not going to tell you this is they're liars. But also because they do not want you to know Americans are retaking their place in the American job market and foreign-born workers are leaving. He called it an illegal labor purge. And to get a 1.7% gain, the largest ever recorded in blue-collar wages, folks, if you go look at the charts for just all of the presidencies going back 30 years, there's only negatives, negative, 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 as blue-collar wages have declined, adjusted for inflation. No matter how you measure it, purchasing power, any of it, decline, 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 decline. Why? Because they were being artificially suppressed by evil people in Washington. Didn't matter if it was Barack Obama or George W. Bush. Bush was the first one to open a border. It was not Obama. He just normalized it. This is the retaking of that. And so you're going to see this is really, weird stuff. And what you're seeing right now is 1.5 million illegals. They're hiring 383,000 Americans. Why? Because what is illegal immigration really? It's a tax evasion criminal scheme. They'll work for less, yes, but they'll also allow you to not pay taxes on them. You hire an American, you got to pay all the taxes. And that's why when you remove 1.5 million illegals from the job market, you can only hire 383,000 Americans. So what you're going to have is higher paid Americans doing a job and a half, maybe two jobs at this point. So it's going to be a tougher job, but it's going to pay more. And we're going to see more revenues into the Treasury, and everyone's going to be confused as to where they're coming from. Well, they're coming from people having to pay taxes now because they're scared to death to hire illegals. All of that is going to cause major job churn, okay? It's going to look weird for a while as employers for the first time who for years have turned away Americans who wanted jobs because they wanted to continue with the tax evasion scheme. Now they got to go back to hiring them. They don't even know how to do it. You know what it shows? Look at that. Think about this for a minute. The number of jobs for Native American workers went up by 383,000 just last month. So that is a massive hiring binge. It's just it gets buried in the 1.5 million, foreign-born workers that left the job market since April. 383,000 Americans show up to largely take the jobs illegals were working before. They were always going to show up. They were always going to do those jobs. Folks, they were passed over for the tax evasion scheme. And they're going to show up now that those jobs pay better. It's just win, win, win. But I'm telling you, the numbers are going to look weird and nobody's going to explain what's going on because they don't want you to know Donald Trump is bringing Americans back to the workplace.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo! Texter writes, Tara, if tariffs remain, Trump will fold. No one will buy a car, computer, or expand businesses and hire. I don't know. We'll see. Certainly has an impact on consumer spending. I'll tell you that. That's what drove that 3% GDP and that fantastic growth that we've seen. Man, maybe that'll change going forward. But here's what's interesting. It may change going forward anyway. And here's why. There's a court case on this. Trump is using emergency trade authority given to him, not him specifically, but you know, to the president in general by Congress. And the problem with that, at least as far as the courts would say, or have said up till now, the problem with that is that it does not authorize the use of tariffs. It does give the president a lot of leeway, but it does not authorize the use of tariffs. I mean, it's nowhere in there. They're not wrong about that. Headline, Wall Street Journal, a rough day in court for tariffs. And they write, regardless of what one thinks about the Trump trade deals, which have been very impressive, and they have. The courts are saying up till now, I mean, this will go to the Supreme Court. It's going to be ruling on it this week. The courts are saying there is no explicit trade authority in that, you know, what Congress has awarded, so Trump technically can't cut these trade deals. And it's just, I mean, I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting to see if any of the tariffs stand. They may repeal all of them, which would be a darn shame, especially given what we've, you know, now got in place from Europe. And, you know, while I don't want to see extra taxation, I mean, these tariffs really are beginning to keep us from going off the fiscal cliff. It really is almost like the sales tax that we really need to force everyone to pay because there's just too many freeloaders in this country. I mean, half of us are either not paying taxes or we are getting transfer payments at tax time, where tax time is like Christmas now. You don't, not only do you not pay any taxes, they give you a big check for, you know, rewarding you for not being very prosperous. That's what they do. So the tariffs are a really good way to begin to force people to have some skin in the game and to pay taxes. And it was, I really think it'd go a long way toward keeping us from going bankrupt. So I don't know. It's not going to be good if they unplug them, but they may unplug them. Okay. Meanwhile, I want to get back to this because I think this is huge and I've been on it all morning. There is a big lie being told to you right now. And that is that the Democrats are blocking Trump's nominees. Okay, technically, they are. Technically. But what you're actually seeing is Republican leadership using the Democrats as a weapon to block Trump's tariffs. Here's Senator Tim Scott, his nominees in the Senate. Here's Senator Tim Scott over the weekend describing the problem, which was created not by the Democrats, but by Republican leadership letting the Democrats block Trump's nominees.
This level of obstruction is unprecedented in presidential history. Think about it in our lifetimes, Tony. Under President the first Bush and President Clinton, 98% of their noms went through on unanimous consent. Think about the next iteration of presidencies, whether it was the second Bush or whether it was Obama. 90% of theirs went through without any hesitation on unanimous consent. Even President Trump, the first term, 65%. President Biden, 57%. This Trump administration, if you can see my hand, it says zero, Tony. 0% going through on unanimous consent. That creates a juggernaut in the face of getting the American people's job done.
All right, so we need to change the way the Senate operates.
We are standing still because the Democrats have blown up the bipartisan bridge. We have to find a way around that. That means those of us who are Republicans will have to stick together in order to change the way the Senate operates.
And to his credit, Tim Scott was the only one who explained what the actual problem is. And it's actually not the Democrats. It's that Republicans need 51 out of 53 votes in order to change the operational rules of the Senate, so one Democrat can't object and block nominees.
We're going to have to make the decision is to get 51 Republicans out of 53 to agree to what must change to allow the Senate to function.
See?
We can't do that immediately, but we can do that, I believe, this year. We must change the way the rules operate to let President Trump and the American people have.
See that? Now, kudos to him for being honest. I couldn't find any other Republican who actually told you what the situation was. So good for him. Yeah, the problem is we don't have 51 out of 53 votes. We need 51 votes to stop the Democrats from doing this. And the way this story is being told on Fox News right now and in a lot of Republican circles is just fundamentally dishonest. It's just totally dishonest. So what is happening? Well, the Republican leadership is pretending that they have to negotiate with the Democrats and give them whatever they want. And you're like, wait, aren't the Republicans in charge of the Senate? Yeah, they don't need to negotiate with the Democrats and give them whatever they want. But they did over the weekend. They cut a gosh awful deal with the Democrats. Started off at $2 billion for Chuck Schumer. That's that USAID money he wanted back so he could pump it all into all of the Democrat NGOs and then use it to defeat us in the midterms. That's what they're hurting for, primarily, is that money. Take a listen.
So we still find ourselves in the middle of a logjam. We are doing our very best to find a way to cooperate and, frankly, to work with the Democrats to get a package of his noms done. Absent of that, we will be here, period. We've got to get that job done.
Right. Now, Trump, you could tell, just finally lost his mind over the weekend. And he's not going to blame Thune, the GOP leader. That's who's doing this, is GOP leadership. He's not going to blame him. He's not going to blow him up because what's that going to get him? Just make him enemies. And, you know, Thune's going to block his agenda for the rest of his presidency. Plus, Trump can't tell you what Thune's doing because he needs you to vote for Republicans in the midterms. He can't. So he's between a rock and a hard place. But who, folks, I want you to hear this. Who is actually blocking these nominees? I mean, physically blocking them. It is Republican leader John Thune. Here he is announcing the Senate will gavel back into session every 4 days so Trump can't make recess appointments.
Without objection.
And I ask unanimous consent that when the Senate completes its business today, it adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times, Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05.
Yep, every Tuesday, 4 days. So they're just going to gavel in, gavel out so Trump can't do the appointments to give the Democrats the upper hand. What do they want? What do they all want? What are they trying to extract? Democrats working with evil Republican leadership. What do they want from Trump? What do you hear this next? Okay, what's really going on here? The problem is that Trump is really popular right now, and Congress is really not. They've got a 19% approval rating. And it made the Senate really mad when Trump sent his rescission bill, cutting the $9 billion. Dollars from NPR, PBS, and their kitty, the globalist kitty, the CIA's, walking around money, USAID. A lot of that money was funding Democrat NGOs. You remember Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, saying, hey, like 90% of that money, it doesn't leave Washington. Why? Well, because it enriches Democrats. They build their McMansions and then they plow the rest of it into funds to defeat us in the midterms after they launder it through multiple NGOs, right? So they want their money. They wanted $2 billion out of Trump. Basically, he wanted Trump to print some money and give it to the Democrats so that they can, you know, pay for all of that. Now, here's what the Republicans don't want. They know Trump has another 11 rescission bills coming in addition to the USAID one. He was going to, it's the DOGE cuts and it's other cuts too. He was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars. And that's critical to Trump because he, you know, that big, beautiful bill, if we don't keep growth at 3%, we're going to have huge debt problems. Well, the Republicans in the Senate, they don't care. They want money for their donors' programs. Democrats want their money, all of that, right? So they don't want any more rescission bills. That's what this is about. So John Thune personally is blocking Trump's nominees. And I played that audio for you. That's Republican leadership blocking them, making sure that Trump can't appoint anybody over the break. And, you know, so that they retain the upper hand. It's absolutely outrageous. Now, what did they want Trump to do? Well, the Democrats, because they're in charge, Republican leadership has put them in charge. They're using the Democrats as a weapon and saying, well, you know, we will approve a small tranche of your nominations in exchange for $1 billion for all those Democrat NGOs to get funded. All these Democrats can be out of work without, you know, printed money to pay their bills. So Democrats are offering to do a small tranche now and a large tranche later this year. But the deal would be off if the administration, Trump, i.e. Trump, transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more spending. In other words, we don't want the DOGE cuts done. And otherwise, they just sit there and rot. Well, again, folks, Trump could have done pocket appointments over the break, 150 days. And John Thune personally blocked him from doing that. That's Republican leadership. So at this point, this idea that, well, the Democrats are blocking stuff. Well, no, only because Republicans are letting them. And look, Trump is just getting too many wins. He's killing off the Uniparty. He's killing off their fake funding. As it turns out, there's no grassroots support for them. They were using your money. So is the CIA all over the world. And that's what that USAID money was. So this is the last stand of the Bush Republicans in the Senate. It's going to be interesting to see how Trump handles this and what he does. But you know what? It's a symptom of success and all the success he's having, that panic has ensued and they're trying to stop him. They're evil people. They are. He just can't tell you that because he also needs you to vote for them in the midterms, or we're going to get even more evil people in charge, i.e. the Democrats. Have a great rest of the day. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.